Ivy, Vachirish. So let's begin. What was the din? What do we say about the din? Chayrish, Gomer, Vachirish, Kumul, Malachachach, Hassan. The Gemara says in Ayin Gimel and Beis, quotes a brisa, that if you Chayrish, Chafira, Chayrish, it's all one Malach. What does that mean? So, first of all, one must define the difference between chofer and chayret. So we said from the Chedusha, Rabbi Yonis and Luniel, chofer is with a knife, and you leave the dirt in its place. And chayret says you remove the offer from its place. And that's what the Shita Laran said, the same thing. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? So that was one difference that we said between, that was one point we made between chofer and chayret. Number two point on this, please let's get, is that the Rambam learns in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis that all of these are avos. When the Gemara says Kulo Malacha Achasein, all of these are what? Are avos. The Ritva says the same thing. However, we pointed out that Rashi on Menvavum and Beis writes that Chofer Guma is a told of Chayrish. And therefore, even though we said that the Egle Tal says if you do a Guma Mamish Lizria, Rashi would be moted to now. But nonetheless, Rashi, Poshipshat, and the Meiri, they all say that Chofer and Choretz are toldas of Chayrish. They are not avos. And or Zawur writes, it's Mefurish in the Yushalmi that these are toldas. As the Yushalmi writes, Beferish, this din. Regarding the halacha of chofer, choretz, noetz, doldas, the chavishinu. So what I want you to get from this answer, this question, is number one, the difference between chayrish and between chofer and choretz, and number two, are these all of us like the Ram and the Ritva, or is the only av chayrish and chofer is a total like Rashi and Meiri, even though the Egle Tal says if you make a guva mamish lizri, Rashi would be moda, that's an av. So that's number one. Number two.
What's the difference between chofer and choretz? You do them both with a knife. And I know choretz, you're removing the dirt, but I didn't get what's the chofer. You're doing it with a knife also. What are you doing with the dirt?
Chofer, you're digging with a knife and leaving the dirt in its place. Okay? And choretz is when you remove the what? The dirt from its place. Okay? All right, very good. That answers number one. Number two, what was the kasha on Rashi regarding the definition of chayrish from the Gemara on Kuf Gimel and Alf, and how do we answer this kasha? Rashi, as we developed regarding the difference between Rashi and the Rambam, Rashi against Rambam and the Rabbeinu Hanan, Rashi holds that it's ripui, and the Rambam Rabbeinu Hanan says that chayrish is beautifying, yipui. If that's the case, that sheet is Rashi, the Gemara says on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, anything that's liapos is akarka is chorish, even though it doesn't soften the ground. That seemingly is the pshat. It says in the Braisa, Tanabana Tolish Ulshin Vamezarid Zrodim, and it says, Im Lachila Kegrogs Im Liapos is akarka kolshein. Seems pretty clear from that Gemara that the Gemara is definitionally saying that chorish is miapos is akarka on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. So how could Rashi say Chayrish means ripui, softening? It's like the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Hanan, that means beautifying. So he said, if you look closely at that Gemara we answered, the Gemara never once calls it Chayrish. The Gemara never once calls it Chayrish. What we wanted to say, based on the Rabban and Daf Kuf Yud Aleph and Aleph, that the Malacha there is Kotzer. The Malacha is not Chayrish there. Malacha is Kotzer. Liafos is Akarka, in that context, is referring to Kotzer, not the Halacha of Chayrish. And that's how Rashi would save himself that he's not against the Gemara. In fact, we said, though, the Ramban quotes a Tosefta there that says, Miapis Akarka Mishum Chayrish Masrininba. The Brisa says Beferish. The Tosefta says Beferish. Liapos is Akarka is Chayrish. And the Rambam, as we said, fits beautifully the Rambam Shita. We have to be intellectually honest, and that's what the Sefer Mishnah Shabbat says. Even though we saved Rashi, but the fact of the matter is there is a Tosefta that says, Miapos is a carcass chayrish. Okay, Rashi will say, I'm not going with the Tosefta, but the Gemara Kufi Rav is not against me, it's a Malach of Kotzer. Yes, Mayor Simcha. That answers number one. Number two. Go ahead.
Who asked that question from Cook Gimel?
The Sefer Mishnah Shabbos. Okay? It's not just that Sefer. Many other Gedolei Achronim asked this kasha.
Doesn't it say there, Polish Asodim? Like, what's the half minute of Gimel?
Because it says, because the Poshup Shad is all types of, you know, things of sweeping, of doing Harisha. That's the Poshup Shad. You wouldn't have, you look at that Gemara, you wouldn't have said it's Kotzer. The Pashtas is Chayrish. It says Chayrish Kolshu in that Gemara. And in that list, it says Chayrish is Kolshu on that Gemara, so you think the other things listed in that Brisa, in fact, there also are Chayrish. Think the Lashon, let me read you the Lashon of the Gemara, as long as you asked on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, if I'm not mistaken, it says Beferish, it says Kolshen Atalulyab is a Karkaninu. So it doesn't really say it Beferish, but the Pashtas is that it's referring to what? Referring to Chayrish, because Ara de Chavre. Oh, I know why the Pashtas is, because the Gemara is commenting. Here you are. The Gemara is commenting. Here's three. And take this one. This four. The Gemara is commenting there, Simcha, on the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Kuf Gimel says, Chayrish Kolshu. So if you have a Brisa commenting on the Mishnah, wouldn't you think it's the same topic? Right? So that's the Pashtas. You follow me? I'm glad he asked me that, because the mission we said that in Shirridge is Chayrish Kolshu. Okay. That answers number two. Number three. What does the Nishmas Adam say on the Magen Avraham Lagabi Chayrish? We learned the Magen Avraham yesterday that Po B'Yireinu here in our city, they used to hire non-Jews, B'Kablonis, to take the Zevel from the Rechov, and he says this is a Malacha D'Yiraisa. Malacha D'Yiraisa? Yes, of Chayrish. Well, is it Chayrish or is it Bonin? So in the Magen Avraham, we interpreted yesterday as Chayrish. And yesterday, for our purpose, it didn't make a difference. Today, Lamaisa, if you look at the Magen Avraham, he says, Beferish Yechayiv Bona. Okay? If you look at the Magen Avraham, he says, Yechayiv Bona. And it seems that in the field, he would be Moda against what we said yesterday, that maybe in the field, you would not be Chayiv Chayrish because it's detached. But the problem is, is that how do you jive the Magen Avraham with Rashi's definition of Chayrish? What's Rashi's definition of Chayrish? Ripuyara. So the reason why we save it is that if it's detached from the ground, you wouldn't be Chayim Mishum Chayrish. The only Magen Avraham only meant you're Chayim Mishum Boine. You're Chayim Mishum Boine. You can never be Chayim Mishum Chayrish if it's detached. So now, as Yoni asked me yesterday, he said, Rebbe, didn't we say this? Yes, we said that we wanted to fit the Magen Avraham. Yesterday, we said the Magen Avraham straight up would fit the Rama. Now we want the Magen Avraham to fit the Rashi, and Rashi only said the Chayiv Boinit. But it never would be Chayrish, because you never can be Chayiv Chayrish on something that's nitlash, something that's detached. That's what we're saying, the Poshup Shad, if you want to fit the Magen Avraham into Rashi. If you want to fit the Magen Avraham into Rashi, Magen Avraham only said Boinit. He never would say Chayrish, because in a Dover nitlash, you never would say Chayrish. But yesterday we said you could interpret the Magen Avraham Chayrish. Well, that's if you hold like Rambam and Rabbeinu Hananel, because they hold it's Miyapet. They hold it's Miyapet. If you take something dubbed it's Nitlish off the ground, that's not softening. So that's why you'll have to explain away the Magen Avraham that he only meant Bone, he didn't mean Chayrish. But the Nishmas Adam, Frektakashi, he says, I don't understand this Magen Avraham. He says, if you remove Kalim off the street or from your house, Yechai Mishum Bone, how could this be? So the Nishmas Adam says as follows. When you throw something in the street, you never intend on ever picking it up again. It's bottled to the karka li'olam. That's why you'd be chayiv chayrish. Vashenkein. But other things are not bottled to the rechov, for sure you're not chayiv mishum chayrish. So that's what we said from the Nishmas Adam. So again, to summarize this answer, the Magen Avraham we said yesterday fits beautifully with the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Hananel. That what is Chayrish? Beautification. So even something that's detached from the ground, garbage, you can be Chayrish from Chayrish. Beautiful. But let's say you want to fit the Magen Avraham according to Rashi. No problem. The Magen Avraham only meant Bonin. If it was outside in the field, you'd never be Chayrish Chayrish. Because it's a Dover Awad, Dover Anitlash. Because Chayrish according to Rashi is softening. If the stuff's not attached to the ground, you're not softening. So we just fit the Magen Avraham according to Rashi, as Yoni asked me yesterday very well in Shir. Okay? The thing is, though, as we said, Frek the Nishmas Adam, he says, he can't believe this is called Chayrish. How is this Chayrish? Or how is this Boina? So he says, it is. When you put something there permanently, Lamaisa, but it's not glued to the ground, but you throw it out, Lamaisa, it's possible to be Chayiv Chayrish, possibly Chayiv Boina. Something's not a double Batalil, and then it's not Shaykh to be Chayiv. So garbage, no one plans on taking back in his house. So he says, you can understand maybe you chayiv chersh, maybe you chayiv boinin. So if I ask you, Lamaisa, how do you fit the mugget of rum according to Rashi and Ram? You know how to fit it. According to Ram, it'll be chayiv straight up. According to Rashi, the mugget of rum meant boinin. He never would mean in the sod you chayiv chersh. But the nishmas oda means davar abatel li'olam, like garbage. Garbage, butter, abatel li'olam. The end of the day, the mugget of rum, the nishmas oda saying a beautiful pshat of the mugget of rum. Now you could fit it according to Ram or Rashi. And that answers what Yoni said. That's what we said in Shir yesterday. What Yoni asked yesterday. That's what he originally said in Shir. That is answer number three. Number four. How does Rashi Masber Divrei Rav in the Gemara? I hope we're going over to Gemara and I give him a bit inside. We went from Chayrish to Ma'amr today in Seder. How does Rashi Masber the Divrei Rav? If you have a hole in your field, Haisaloguma, the Tamama. The bias chay mishum boinim besoda chay mishum chayresh. That's what the Gemara says. You have a hole, you fill it up in your house, you chay boinim, and you feel the chay mishum chayresh. Give the mahalach we said in Rashi. We had a mahalach in Rashi because what is Rashi's definition of chayresh? What is Rashi's definition of chayresh, guys? Ripui. Excellent. What is Rashi right here? Besoda chayv chayresh. The offer shemilobo havi ripui v'tov lizriya. The dirt you fill it up with is soft and it's tov lizriya. The hishvi lekarka lios nizri masodet. Then he writes another point, and you make it even with the ground that it be planted with the field. Rashi's lishitoso ripui. That's why it says the dirt you fill it up is ripui. It's soft and it's tov lizriya. Sarachiyun though we said in Rashi. Why did Rashi need to say the second point that you have to make it straight? Hishvil lekarklios nirazir imasode. Why do you need that? It's enough to say that it's ripuin, it's tov lizriya. In fact, Rabbi Yonasan Lunil, when he quotes Rashi, writes, Hainu chorish offer shemilabo ripuin, it's tov lizriya. The ode, shehishvil karkalio nizir imasode. The Rabbi Yonasan Lunil quotes a second reasoning in Rashi. What do you need a second reasoning in Rashi for, Shmaya? If the definition of chorish is softening. If it's softening, what do you need a new reason for? That was the kasha that we asked. We got it, Chlor? So we offer three mahalchim, please. Get it? Three mahalchim to answer the second reason. Number four we're in, Yoni. Okay, number one. We wanted to say, Halacha Lemaisa, Pshat and Rashi, is that if the dirt is already soft, then what are you doing by moving soft dirt here? Who cares whether it's here? Who cares whether it's there? Mali hacha, mali hasam. Softening with soft dirt before, soft dirt here now. Soft dirt here, soft dirt now. Doesn't make a difference. L'may nefke mini. So what are you doing wrong, L'mais? U'l'idich yisa, if you filled it up with ofer kasha, it's also not a told of chorish, because hashvos b'nei karka grade it, it's not chorish. Just making it straight is not chorish. So what is Rashi saying? So the first shot we suggested is as follows. And that is that the reason why Rashi holds, since you take the dirt that's soft and you place it in the dirt in the hole, that itself is mashvil lekarkel yon nizri masada. That's a tikkun besimis ofer arafui b'makom zeh. The fact that you move the soft dirt from place A, where it could not be planted, and now you moved it to place B, where it could now be planted with this dirt, that's called something that's called chayrish. That's the first teretz we said. Mali hacha, mali hasman, soft dirt here. No, not true. It is soft, but it's not plantable until I moved it to this hole. And that's why I'm chayv chayrish. Number one. You got me, Yonatan? That's number one. Because now I moved it to the new hole, and that's why it's chayv. Number one shot. We said that's difficult because there's a Rashi in Moed Katan or the compilation. Here, Jonah. Here's the compilation. This is from today, the compilation of Rishonim on the Daf. It's mashum if you move it from one place to the next. Lamaise, it's called what? It seems from that Rashi, Mavur, that it's considered Chayrish. So it seems difficult, Lamaise. As long as you move it, it's called Chayrish. What do you have to make it plantable? So we came up with a second Mahalach. What's the second Mahalach we said? The second Mahalach we wanted to say is there amount of dirt here? What is the amount of dirt here? You need a shear in order to mechayim shum Chayrish. Even though Chayrish is kolshu, but you need at least something that what is plantable with it. That's why Rashi has to add in lahosif shehishvila karkalos nizri masodet. Even though it's the smallest hole, guys, you're still chai mishum chorish because there's a tikkun now. Now it's plantable. Even though lamaisa there's no shear of charish, as we said, there's no shear in the etzem malacha, but you have to be able to make it a tikkun that it's plantable. And therefore, by the fact that you make it now shava, straight, or equal, it's fit well to be a makom nizra, therefore you're chai viv with a kol shu. That's what Rashi means to say. You're right, it's enough softening. But what Rashi means to say is that it's a shir kol shu, but you have to do something with that shir kol shu. And Rashi's trying to say you are doing something. Because by fitting it in this hole, you've made it what now? Straight with the other part of the field, and therefore it's nizri masana. That's the second mahalach. You got that, Meir Simcha? You had a kasha on that? You got it?
Yeah.
That's the second mahalach. And number three, a third mahalach, because we asked on that as well, Lamaisa. But a third mahalach, and that's from the Eglei Tal, we wanted to say from the Gemara and Daf Pei Aleph. And that is that the Gemara and Pei Aleph says a rock is hard. Moving a rock and putting it in the hole, the Gemara says, is chorish. How could that be? Isn't the rock hard? I thought Rashi says it means softening. What's the pshat? Even though the rock itself is hard, because it's not mechubra with the karka, but we consider when you fill in the hole, it's considered a ripui ara, because you're like softening the earth. It's like you're softening the earth. And therefore, since you're softening the earth, it's like by plugging up the hole, you're what you are being misakin it. So over there, it's a plowed field. Here, we're not talking a plowed field. So that's why Rashi says you have to plug it up with softened dirt, which is Roy Lizria. So according to the third Mahalich, what you're saying is that what? Even though the dirt is soft here and it's soft over there, but the fact is I'm plugging up the hole now makes it what makes the land in general soft. It's like the Gemara says on Pei Aleph, if you take a hard rock and plug it in the hole, that's also called softening. Because you're basically flattening the ground, because now it's uneven. Now that it's even, you've highlighted and accessed that the ground is soft. So to summarize this answer, number four, we are three ma'alchim. Rashi all the time hits home, ripui, ripui, ripui. So we asked the Kasha, as we did the Rashi, why does he have to add that new point? The Hishvin Nizra, Hishvin Lasada. What's the Lashon? Lashon of Rashi is Hishvin Lakarka, Nizra Nimasada. What do you have to add that Nakuda for? Rabbi Yonis Lanil even quotes Rashi saying like a new reason. It's enough. It's soft. No, it's not true. Moving it from one place to another, what have you accomplished? So the first answer we said is that what? Now it's plantable. That's difficult because it says it's mashim loy cotton. Even though it's not Rashi over there, but it's mashim. As long as you move soft, it's chorish number one. Number two mahalach, that was the difficulty. Number two mahalach, as we said, is that now it's considered to be the smallest amount of chorish is only meaningful if it's not plantable. So lemaisa, there's a tikkun in it. There's a tikkun in it. And therefore, since it's a tikkun in it, lemaisa, it's considered to be what focusing gives it a chashivas. Is that similar to the first part? It is similar, but it's not exactly the same. It's not exactly the same, we said, because the truth of the matter is, the first mouth's focusing on the notion of what moving soft to here, to there, and you're answering that. Here it's just saying that giving a chashiv is the second mouth. And the third mouth is, in general, flattening the land, making it even, is considered to be a soft concept, is making the land soft, and therefore what? That's why you're chai b'shul chayrish. So that answers number four. Number five. How did the Eglei Tal define bias of Sada Legabi Chayrish? How did he define it? He defined it not literally. It doesn't mean, Ben, a house in a field. What does it mean? The definition, according to Eglei Tal and Chayrish Ostet Zayin, is as follows. Any place that's Roy Lizria and is not Omid Ladira, and for people walking, is called a Sada. If you don't live there, you don't walk there, it's called a Sada. But something that's Omid Ladira or for people walking, and it's not for Zriya, that's called bias. And that's the din, and that's what he wants to tine it, the Eglei Tal. He proved it from the Magen Avraham. He proved it from that Magen Avraham we mentioned, about taking the what? The garbage. Why does he call that what? Why does he call that a situation of what? Why did he call that bona? If you interpret it like we wanted to say. Why would he call it bona? Like we fit it according to Rashi. It's why is it bona? It's outside. What's the answer? No one lives in the streets. The street is not Roy Lizria. So you call that what? You call that bias. You don't call it sod. So the Lashon, the Magen Avraham, interpret literally bias fits with that definition of the Eglei Tal. That's five. Six. What's the din of Rav Abba? The famous din of Rav Abba. Achofer guma vein sarach el afara. The Gemara says here, if you dig a hole and you only need a dirt, you don't need the hole, you are considered to be what? Potter aleha. So let's get the Gemara. Push it. Six is the Gemara. Hakofer guma vein sarcha lafar is potter. Even according to Reb Yudah, that says machas shich legufa is chayiv. Why you potter Adam? Because it's called mekalkel. Even according to Reb Yudah, says machas shich legufa is chayiv. Here it's mekalkel. So lak stak and bira according to Altanoi. This highlights what we had said yesterday. Here the Gemara goes out of its way to make Rababa according to Reb Yudah. It said it beferish. You know what I'm saying? Said it beferish. Whereas the Gemara earlier about Zomer Vitzarach Leitzim did not make it according to all the Tanoim. That's why I thought it fits the shot like the Tosis Rid. That's only according to Reb Shimon. Right? The Tosis stood out and said to make it even according to Reb Yudah. Here the Gemara made it like Reb Yudah. I'm saying from the Pshuto Shah Gemara, the fact that Gemara makes a go for Guma according to Reb Yudah, they didn't do that by Zomer Vitzarach Leitzim, that implies maybe it's according to one Tana, maybe. Maybe. Or you could say, boop, fuck here. No, if it didn't make an attempt, it's automatically according to both. On the same moment, though, it's a little bit strange. That one din Amoraim, it went out of its way, the Gemara to make according to all Tanoim, this din of Chofer Guma, and Zomer Tzarek Leitzim, it did not. So that's why Pshashas, I would have said, like the Taisis Rid. That Zomer Tzarek Leitzim, like we learned, yes, is only according to Urib Shim. You hear what I'm saying? Okay. But nonetheless, we got the Gemara Chlor, straight up Gemara. Ari, you got me? Chofer Guma, Vein Tzarek Lafar, is Potter. Even according to Reb Yudah, who says, Blockchain Shikugu is what? Is Chayiv, right? The reason why you're Potter, because it's Mekalkel. Clear? Yoni, you got it? Okay, good. Tomorrow we'll get to the Blinetta of the question about Lachjin Shikh Lagufa. That's five. Six. That's six. Seven. What does Rashi Rabbeinu Hananel say on the dinner of the Abba? Let's get it. Let me ask you. This Allah of Chofer Guma Vein Tzarech Lafar HaPotter Allah. Is it in the house or is it in the field? Gemara didn't say. The Gemara didn't say, as you know from Yechazara. Tamab of Abayis, it said it. But it didn't say Chofer Guma Vein Tzarech Lafar. Where is it? Rabbeinu Hananel says it's Bein Bevayis, Bein Mesode, and that's what Rashi says in Be'ah Dafches. That's what Rashi says in Be'ah Dafches. Okay? Okay. Toisvisto im Sochim, Amem Zayinim in Beis, argues, Dirasko Ketisha, he says, the bias, it's Mekalkal. In the Sode, though, you're Chayv Choresh, because it's Omid Lizria, and it's Mashpiach, the Sode Becharisha. So we have Rashi Rabbeinu Hananel, who say it's Bein Bebayis, Bein Mesodeh, Taisim Sochim says it's only Bebayis, Besodeh, it's not ruinous, it's not destructive, but it's constructive. Now we had one other point here, please get it. Daniel, you got me, according to Rashi, what was Rashi's Lashon in our Gemara? What is Rashi's Lashon? Patra Leh, Vein Kan Mishum Binyan, Bebayis, De Kilkulhu. Ulazria Nami Lochazia. What does that Rashi mean, we said? Rashi says, Poshub Shat, okay? Let's start with the Egle Tal. The Egle Tal says in Ozvav and Choyresh, when Rashi says, Lazria Nami Lochazia, he means the field too is Potter. You got me? That you are Potter both in the house and in the field. That goes well with Rashi in Be'ah Dafches. He's reading the Rashi in Abayas. Echoing the Rashi in Be'ah Dafches. So when he says, Lazria Nami Lochazi, it doesn't just mean where? In the house. In the house, of course, it's not fitting for Zriya. But he also means in the field, it's not fitting for Zriya. You follow me, Donnie? In the field, also, he's saying it's not fitting. We said, La Nias Tatenu, according to the Sefer Mishnah Shabbos as well, the Pashas of Rashi, he began by bias. Doesn't he mean to say also bias? Which would mean Lazria Nami Chazi is what? Only in the what bias, but in the Sada it's always good. In the Sada you're always high because it's Roy Lizria. That's why Rashi says, but bias in Roy Lizria. Because in the it's bonin in the house. And here you're reading Mekalko. But in the field, Lamais, you'd be chayiv. So the way we're reading it, I want you to get this, I don't think we stressed it. The way we're reading the Rashi, the Pashas against the Egle Tal, will come out of steering Rashi, from Rashi in here to Rashi in Be'ah. Rashi in Be'ah Dafches says, Bein Bebayis, Bein what? Bein Bebayis, Bein Besodeh. That you're Potter. The way we're reading the Rashi, only Potter where? Bebayis. In the Sod, it's always good. You follow what I'm saying? So it comes out of steering Rashi the way we're reading it. But listen, I mean, I think that's the Poshim Shah in Rashi, the Pashas. Okay? So please get that, guys. I don't think we stress that, that it would come out according to the Mishnah Shabbos, or the way we're reading it, it would be a steering Rashi. But I mean, Look, Potalin, Kanishun, Binyan, Bias, Lakilkulu, Lizriya, Nami, Lokazia. Mistomi's talking about in the Bias still, no? Implying that it's Sodom, it's always Tikkun. So come out of Steering Rashi. You follow me, then you come out of Steering Rashi if you learn like Mr. Shabbos in the way we're saying it. Okay? That answers number 7. Number 8. Is Chofer Guma considered Makalkal, like all Makalkalin or not? We have a din in Shabbos in the Mishnah, on Daf Kufav, call a Makalkalin Turin. Any malach you do in a destructive way, you're Potter. Potter of a lesser. When it says Makalkal in our Gemara by Chofer Guma, is it the classical Makalkal or is it something else? So on this, we had a tremendous machlaikis, which we have to get. Tremendous, tremendous machlaikis. Okay? The truth of the matter is that the Rambam writes Beferish, along with the Magid Mishnah, that this is a classical din of Makalkal. In fact, what's the Lashon of the Rambam? Empiric Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin. Kol Makalkal Turin. And guess what example he gives for Makalkal? Guess what example? He gives our Gemara. Chofer Guma Vein Tzarech Lefar Zim Makalkal Potter. Afal Pi Shasa Malacha. You did the Malacha, but you did it in a destructive way. Let's get it down. The Rambam writes Beferish, this is a classical din of Makalkal. And the Magid Mishnah says, Halacha L'maisa, you better get Kilkal. Because if you have anything less than Kilkal, if it's parva, it's not constructive, but it's not destructive, it's in the middle. What's the din? You are chayiv. You want to get Kilkal, you better get Kilkal. Anything short of that, you're chayiv. That's how the Magid Mishnah said in the Rambam. Please get it. This is classical, as we said, Makalkal. That's what we wanted to say. From the Rambam with the Magid Mishnah. However, the Tosfos Rid begs a different. The Tosfos Rid said, on Kufavim and Aleph Dir Maskatani, that this is not a classical din of Kilkal, but rather, if you're Chofer Guma, and you don't want the hole, you want the dirt, you're not looking to make a golf course. You just want the dirt. You don't want the hole. This is not called Kilkal. What is it called? Shmaya? It's not called Chayrish. It's not Chayrish. It's Mamish not Chayrish. Okay? It's not a malach at all. The only time Chafiris Gum is a malach is when you need the hole. If you don't need the hole, it's a zero. And Kach Kosav HaChazonish, we said, in Orachayim Simen Nunav Sifkot and Ted Zayin, that the Gemara here, when it says Makalkal, does not mean the general Ptur of Makalkal. It means that it's not a malachi. Which actually fits in well with what we said in Taisi. It says it's not a malachi. You know the examples? It's not Dosh, Almanas Litfor, part of the fabric of the malachi. Put another one on the list, guys. We had 3 examples yesterday. According to the Chazonish and the Taisi, put another one on the list. This is an example of part of the fabric of the malachi. You don't want the whole, it's not called Chayrish. Done. This is not classical Kilkal, okay? That's what the Chazonish writes. Now, the truth is, it's interesting, we pointed out, in the situation where Halacha L'maaseh, the Egletal says, I don't agree with this Magid Mishnah. Remember we said according to the Magid Mishnah that if it's parva, what's the din? What do we say according to Magid Mishnah it's parva? You're chayiv, correct. He said, I don't agree with that, the Egletal. The Egletal says, you need proactive mitakin. Anything less of mitakin is potter. And what's the example they give? What happens in an iron ham and base when you shecht an animal? The animal gets all black and blue. It's chayiv mishum soveya. Why is it chayiv mishum soveya? Because why? You need it nichole, because you want to make it black and blue so people want to buy the animal. So you see, it's not enough that it's not makalkal. You need it to be nichole. People want it to be black and blue. So you see, that's a rai. In order to be chayiv, it has to be proactively misakin. Parvu would not be chayiv. And therefore, we say, what are you going to do with the Magid Mishnah? Well, the Magid Mishnah would learn, no. All that means is the Nishma Sodom, it's a din in Soveya. Soveya requires what the Derech is. And therefore, if people, for Allah, for it to be called Derech Sviya, you need people to want it. So therefore, we have this very important machloikas, guys, to summarize number what? Number 8. When the Gemara calls this Makalkal, is it classical Makalkal? According to Rama Magid Mishnah, it is. Classical Makalkal. And what are we saying from that, Shalom? Anything less than Makalkal, if it's Parva, you'd be Chayiv. The other approach in the Gemara is like the Tzirin Chazanish, is not classical Makalkal. It's not a Malachi. It's not a Malachi at all. It's part of the fabric of the Malachi if you don't want the whole. But we did point out, Lamaisa, that according to the Magid Mishnah, He's against the Egletal or Sameh, because the Egletal or Sameh said, the Gemara Nine says you have to want it. Anything short of Misakin, Parv is Putter. So how would the Magen Mishkan get out of that? No, that's Derech Sviya, like the Nishma Sodom says. If it's not, people don't want it, it's not called Derech Sviya, mainly you wouldn't be Chayav Soveya. That's how you reject that riot. But it's a very important place. We fit in good in the Rambam. Rambam says, Asam Alokhi. It's a Ptur. This is classical. This is the classical example he gives of Makalkal. So these are the two approaches we have to number 8 to answer that question. Number 9. How are the two topics related? Chofer, is Chofer the case in the house dafka or in the field? And the halach of Makalkal Ragil. These two issues that we just discussed, how are they connected and linked to one another? When you say Chofer Gum Ein Tzarech Lafar, is it Bebayis or is it even Besadeh? And the issue of whether this is classical Makalkal. Are these like orange and pears? No, they're not. They're very much linked and connected to one another. How is that? So we said as follows. We said, Halacha L'maisa, according to the Kesef Mishnah, these two topics are linked. Please get it. If you interpret the Gemara that even in the field you are potter because it's Makalkal, then what's the reason why you're Makalkal? What's the reason why you're Makalkal, L'maisa? This is not classical Kilkal. What is it? It's not the Malacha. If it's not the Malacha, Eli, then you can say it in the house and in the field. If you don't need the hole, then why limit it to the house? You can say it even in the field. But if it's classical Makalkal, then you got to say it where? You got to say it in the house. Either Rambam doesn't say it in the house, he doesn't need to. It's a Dover Pashut. It's simple. The Rambam said, I don't need to write Babayis. The Rambam said, it's a Dover Pashut. He doesn't have to say Chofer Guma Babayis. It's Mitzad Makalkal. You dig in your house, that's Makalkal. You dig in the field, that's not Makalkal. In the field, it's not called a Kilkal. You got this? A sharp word of the Kesef Mishnah. Please get it, guys. You got me, Yonatan? If you say it's not a Malacha, then you can say that in the house or the field. I don't want the hole. But if you want to say it's classical Kilkal, it's only Kilkal in the house, not in the field. I didn't say bias. Okay, he doesn't need to. It's a Dover Pashut. You don't want your kids digging up your house, right? I remember when I was a kid, I was practicing pitching. So I would throw the ball against the wall. It made an imprint in the wall. Mamish made an imprint in the wall. The ball. My mom is a tzaddikah. She said, okay, try to do it in the field. Try to do it in the field. But lemaisa, what I was doing was wrong. You're not going to, anything you're going to cook it, you're going to destroy your house like that? Okay. Fine. That answers number what? Number 9. Please get it. 10. Yes, Ellie.
If it's not a malacha, it doesn't matter whether you do it in the house or the field.
Of course not. It's nishkin malacha. I don't want the hole. If I don't want the hole, it's nishkin chayfer. Whether it's in the house or in the field. Very good. Okay, that's 9. 10. What does Taisin Chagigi? Unbelievable. On Yudam and Aleph. What does Gemara say? Taisin says in Chagigi, amazing thing. What does it say in Chagigi? There are certain topics that are like hairs that are like hanging off a mountain. Certain topics in Shas, in learning Torah, which are like so esoteric sometimes. It's like a hair hanging from a mountain. Lashon of the Mishnah Chagigi B'daf Yud. And in that Mishnah Chagigi B'daf Yud, I believe it says the Lashon Hilchos Shabbos. It says Hilchos Shabbos. Okay? Mishnah Chagigi B'daf Yud says Beferish Hilchos Shabbos. Yeah. Lashon of Mishnah. Heter Nidarim Porchim Ba'avar Inlam Amashi. Smuchu Matrin Nidarim. Hilchos Shabbos Chagigi Sumilos Harim Keharim Ketulim Besarim. Shein mikra muat, they're a little bit of psukim, v'alachas merubos. Hadinin v'avodis atars atves v'arayish yishnal mishmoch v'hinein gufei Torah. So you have all these halachas v'ilchos Shabbos. A whole mesechta. How many blot is it? 156 blot? No, something like that. We have a few psukim of the Yisra Malachi. So it's like a hair, it's like keharim atulim b'sara. It's like a mountain being hanged by a hair. Because you have all this whole mesechta, a mountain being hung on the hair, and a few psukim. That's the Lashon. So the Gemara says, well, what are you referring to? Hilchos Shabbos, Mechta Ksivin. The Gemara says they are written in the Chumash. There are many Azaras written in the Chumash about Shabbos. Gemara answers, guess what the Gemara answers? Lo, Tzricha, our din of Rabbi Abba, Lich Rabbi Abba, Tam Rabbi Abba, Chofer, Gumi Shabbos, Ein Tzarech Alafor, Apotale, Keman Krib Shimon, Tam Rabbi Lachash, Yishik Lugum Apotale, Fiyo Tim Rabbi Yudah, Hossam, Mesakin, Hocham, Mekalkel. There it is, guys. Right there. There it is. Chofer Gumi Ein Tzarech Lafar is the example given that we say of what? Of Hilchos Shabbos Lamaisa is considered to be Kahar Vatulim Besara. Meleches Machsheva Sasra Torah. Meleches Machsheva Lo Ksiva. That's not written. So it's a Moch Shein Shich Legufa. This is the topic given. So what does Tosfos say? What's unique about this? Tosfos says, all Mekalkalin. You could have mentioned all Mekalkalin. Why did he mention this one specifically? Because even though you need the dirt, you're still potter. So I want you to get that down. Again, this is used as the example of what? Of the example of Mechta Ksiva Lo Tzricha. There is a remez. Mu'at Yesh Lumu Min HaTayra. This is based on the Torah Shebaal Peh. And that it's Melech Smachshev Smach Shein Tzrich Legufa. And this is mentioned as a Ptur of Makalkal. Tosfos said it could have mentioned all Kilkulim. But why did it mention this one specifically? Because this is unique because you want the dirt. So I would have thought, oh, if I want the dirt, maybe it's a problem. No. Kamashman, I only want the dirt. Not the hole, it's not a problem. That's what Tosfos says in Chagiga, commenting on this Din Chofer Gumei and Tzrich Lafar. That is the example given of Keharim Ketluim Besara. Because we wouldn't have known this from the Psukim. The Torah Shebaal Peh taught us Melech Shein Tzrich Legufa is Potter because it's lacking Melech Machsheves. And this is the remez. That's what it is. Davar zelo nitzchachulei. Davar zekiyotzu remez mu'ot yesh lo lomo min atayr. That's the chiddush we want to bring out. Okay, there's a ksas remez to this because Melech Machsheves. But okay, who would have thought that there would be this case? The Torah says Melech Machsheves. Who would have thought that Melech Machsheves teaches me the din of what? That's the Torah Shebaal Peh. So really, it's all examples of Kilkul. But the reason why this was specifically mentioned, because since I wanted the dirt, I would have thought I'm a Chuyiv. Kamashma, no. You don't want the hole, you are Potter. Okay. That answers number what? Number 10. 11. What's the Mahalach we said from the Sefer Mishnah Shabbos on the Gemara Chagiga regarding Har and Tlui Misari? You know what the shot we said? Please get it. He said a different answer than Tosfos. You know why this Gemara mentioned a Chofer Guma specifically? I'll tell you why. Because this is not classical Kilkul. The Mahalach that we built up according to Tosfos written the Chazon Ish, this is different. This is not even a Malacha. And therefore, that's why this one case was specifically mentioned. It wasn't an example of all Kilkulim. But we're saying a different Pshat. It's Nishkin Malachit. It's not a Malacha. If it's not a Malacha Lamaisa, that's why it's Meduyuk in the Gemara. The Gemara says, What do you mean high mekalkal hu? It's mekalkal, it's considered to be a malach, it's mesakin. Mekalkal, according to Yudah, according to Rav Shimon, it's not a malach. It's not midin, that's from Rav Daniel Yakobovich. Shlit, he wanted to say this diuk, that the Gemara is saying this is not called classical mekalkal. That's why this example was quoted. Different answer than Tosfos. It's Nishkin Malachi. It's not a Malachi. This fits beautifully in Tosfos Rid and the Chazon Ish. That answers number 11. 12. What do we say Legabe Kimle B'Rabbi B'nei B'Mekalkel? Oh. What is the Klal of Kimle B'Rabbi B'nei? If I do an action, and I'm Chayev two punishments, one more severe, one less, either Misa or Malkus and Mammon. What's the din? I'm only giving the more severe one. Kimle bit a rabbi mine. Right? Kimle bit a rabbi mine. Three ways to learn out lumdus. Either the misa is part of what? Three ways to learn why kimle bit a rabbi mine. What are the three ways in lumdus? Basin doesn't have the right to give out two punishments for one action. They didn't in Basin. Number two is bichla masai money. In the misa is the payment. It's such a severe thing, we call it a virtual payment. And number three, in Lomdus, the Mises Mafki of the moment. They can't live together. If you have Misa, moment doesn't get off the ground even. Three ways to learn Kibbutz Rabbani. But how does it relate to Makalko? Let's say, on Shabbos, you throw an arrow. You rip someone's shirt. You're chayv to pay a shirt. You tore. Allah on Shabbos. What's the din Allah Lomaisa? What's the din alach l'maisa? Let's say it's not tearing, because tearing is makalka, it is tearing, but you threw a dalat amas, pershus harabim. So you're chayv hotzah. Tzrik is a told of hotzah. You hear the kasha? You did a malach of hotzah. You did a malach of what? You did it, you caused him a damage. Right, Ben? So you should have to what? You should have to pay. But what's the din in this case? In this case, you were Zorek Chetz Arba Amos, Akar Shirayim, Balichoso. So what's the reason why you're Chayiv in that case? The reason why you're Potter is because why? We say the Halacha is what? Kimle bin Rabimine, right? Akirat Zorach Anacha. We say Akirat Zorach Anacha, and Halacha Lamaisa, what's the din? That's why you're Potter from paying, because you carried. You carried. So therefore, since you carried, you are what Chayiv Misa for carrying on Shabbos, you're Potter from paying. Let me ask you a question. Akira Tzorach Anacha puts it in the window. It's like a blanket. It's like a sandwich. You have two ends, and you broke it in the middle. Simultaneity. Donnie, why do you need to say Akira Tzorach Anacha? You ripped it. You ripped it. That's called kilkel, right? But that's a malacha. Korea Amanas Litfor is a malacha. But I didn't do it Amanas Litfor. But it's a malacha Balfin Shil Kilkel. If you hold a malacha b'ofichel kilkel, Jonah is what? A malacha, but it's a p'tur, then you're right. You can say kim l'rabbinay. But if you learn like we're saying that makalka is not a malacha at all, you follow me? It's not a malacha at all, then you can't say kim l'rabbinay, because there's no shame misa there. You be chai for a moment. And what is Rashi Shita in Baba Kamet? Rashi Shita, we said in Baba Kamet, is by all dinim of makalka, there's a din of kim l'rabbinay. That's Rashi Shita. That's Rashi Shita. By the Malacha of Mekalkel, there's a din of Kimle Rabbani. Because what is Mekalkel according to Rashi? It's a Malacha with a Ptur. But the Shem Misa hovers over you. But it's very possible to say, Halacha Lamaisa, that by Chofer Guma, right? Vein Tzarech El Afara, that according to the Tosis Rid, what would you say? Would you say Kimle Barabi Minei? What do we say? According to the Tosis Rid in the Chazanish, what would you say? You would not say Kim L'Rabbinah, because it's not a malacha. It's not a malacha. All you did is damage a guy. Man, you got to pay. So I want you to get that down. That's what we said in number 12. Rashi, classically in Baba Kama, says, by Makakal, you say Kim L'Rabbinah. We say it. That there's a Shem Misa with a Ptur, and therefore you're Potter. That's Rashi and Baba Kama. Even though Lamaisa, we have what? We have many Gedolei Achronim that Lamaisa ask a Kasha, and they say that what? It seems from that Gemara there in Baba Kama, it seems lemaisa that halacha lemaisa that anything that's makalk is not a malachis, so you don't say kim lebin rabbi minei. So we're pointing out that, well, it depends. If chofer guma ain't tzarech la'afara, it's classical kilkel, and if you hold like Rashi, then fine, you'll say kim lebin rabbi. But according to the Tosfos Rid in the Chazanish, it's not classical kilkel. If it's not classical kilkel, then you haven't done anything as a malach on me. All you've done is damage someone. You have to say mamon. That was the chiddush that we wanted to tie in lemaisa on this din. Okay? So please get it. Don't get confused. The shame misa is hovering over you. You're not chayv misa because you didn't instruct the way, but it's still a shame malacha. It's enough to pot to the moment. But if it's not a malacha, then there's nothing hovering over you. Mele chayv moment. So if you learn chover gumay and sarakla, ella afar like the tais is written, the chazanish, then memele, in a case of kibwa, I'll give you a case. Guy is digging a hole. You know, he wants the dirt. And while he digs the hole, he hits someone by accident, God forbid. He bruises him. It's got to pay. What's the din? If it's classical Makalko, like Rambam, like the Magen Mishnah, and you say like Rashi, you say Kim Len Rabbeinu, you be potter. But you hold it, the Tzvi Chazanish, not a Malach, and the Mele, you didn't have to pay. Okay, that's number what? That's number 12. 13. Is Chofer Guma, please fix that. I said a Chofer Gufa, you've dug yourself. It means a Chofer Guma. Okay? Two mistakes, there should be a Mem and a Guma all along is an Aleph, isn't it? Isn't it Chofer Guma an Aleph? Yes? Believe so, yeah. So it's a Mem and an Aleph. It's Chofer Guma and Tzarech L'Afara Asa Mid Rabbanan. Ah. So we wanted to say Shtikl Tayr. We said like this. If it's classical Kilkel, Pater Aval, Asr. If you learn like the Rabbi Magid Mishnah, Pater Aval, Asr. If you learn like the Tosfos Rid in the Chazanish, then we would have wanted to say what? It's not a Malacha, it should be what? Mutalagamri. However, the Chazanish says I'm wrong. Chazanish says since it's the tzura of a malacha, it is the tzura of the malacha, that's how you dig a hole. You dig a hole in that way, the way you dig the hole, even though you want the dirt, it looks bad. So therefore, it's still asur in the Rabbanan. That's what the Chazanish writes. However, we had the Pnei Yehoshua, where the Pnei Yehoshua wanted to say a chiddush nifla, where that even according to Reb Shimon, not even according to, but according to Reb Shimon, he wanted to say that there's a double whammy here. What's the double whammy, guys? What's the double whammy? You have a malacha shein shichla gufa, and you have kilkel. Put the two together, makes a mutal lagamri. Two sibas leptur, two reasons leptur, says the Pnishu, is mutal lagamri according to Reb Shimon. But according to Reb Yehuda, remains an issur d'rabbanan. We wanted to say, though, according to the Chazon Ish and the Taz Zrin, it's not a malach, even according to Reb Yehuda, it's mutal lagamri. That the Chazon Ish said I was wrong. Because the tzur of a malach, the mele, it's going to be awesome in the rabbanan. Okay? Yes, Ellen. Yeah, the Pnei Yoshua has a chiddush, and he says, according to Reb Shimon, it is mutal legami chofer gmei and tzarach lafar, because there are two reasons the patur here. It's a malach shein tzichel gufo, Reb Shimon holds his potter, and number two, it's mekalkel. You put the two reasons together, it's mutal legami. According to Reb Yehuda, though, it's only one, and it's mekalkel, so therefore it's awesome in Rabbanan. I wanted to say, though, according to the Taz Zrin, we wanted to say, according to the Taz Zrin, the Chazon Ish is nishke malachi. If it's nishke malachi, even according to Reb Yehuda, it's mutal legami. That the Chazon Ish said we were wrong, because the two is a malachi. It's a truth, some halacha looks bad, it's just some rabbanan. That's how you dig hole, like the way you did it. Just because you wanted the dirt, that shouldn't make it mutal legamri. Okay, that answers number what? Number 13, 14. What's the chiddush of the Trumas Hadeshin, Mechofer Guma, Metenes, and Mahalach? Oh, the Trumas Hadeshin, the late Rishon, one of the great, you know, the 1400s, it was the end of the Rishonim, the Rishonim and the Chronim, all the Messiah, like we spoke about, the Eli said over, the Vatayra, about the Messiah. The Trumas Hadeshin points out what happens if you're a part of a man. You dig the hole. You don't want the hole. You don't want the dirt. You're in a union. Digging. You're in the union of digging. It's a union of workers, the diggers. They don't dig for holes. They don't dig for dirt. They just dig. For the art of digging. What's the din in such a case? So this is an interesting question. In the Trumas Hadeshin in Siman Samach Dalel, the Magen Avraham quotes it in Shin Yud Dalel Tzivkat and Hey. We said the Biragro there wants to say a Chiddush Niflu. The Trumas Hadeshin wants to say Halacha Lamaisa that you are Chayiv Mishum Binyan if you are a Parva. The only time you're Potter is when you need the dirt. In this case, you don't need anything, and therefore, in such a case, you'd be Chayiv. This is the Trumas Hadeshin's Chiddush. Okay. Freck the Magen Avraham on this. The Magen Avraham asked Akashi, he says, Adaraba, if you don't need the dirt, you should be putter too, because it's mekalkel, isn't it? Isn't it mekalkel? I mean, Stan, if you don't want the hole, shouldn't we call that mekalkel? Who cares whether you don't want the dirt? The bottom line is, the second you don't want the hole, Shmai, isn't that mekalkel? It's a great kasha. How can the Trumas Hadeshin say chayiv? So we wanted to say as follows. We can frame for that kasha based on the Meiri. The Meiri has a chiddush here that the Shevet Alevi quotes that the reason why you're potter in the Sada is because there's no tikkun. Why is there no tikkun? Because usually when you dig a hole, there's a toelis with the dirt. Because why? The dirt there remains there and is Ra'i Lizria. But what did you do here? I want you to get this Meiri. The Meiri says you dug the hole and you took the dirt and you walked away with the dirt. You were notalis ha'afer. You walked away with the dirt. By walking away with the dirt, that shows you have no toelis in the what? In the hole at all. By your taking away the dirt. So maybe you can answer and say, according to the Meiri, you know why it's not considered to be kilkel? Because since you don't need the dirt, memela, there's a toelis by the fact that what? By you digging it and softening the dirt, that's considered roi lizria. In the Gemara, Eli, the reason why you're part of Daniel, because you walked away with the dirt. You walked away with the dirt. In the Trumas Hadeshin's case, what'd you do? You just dug for the art of digging. You didn't take the dirt away. You didn't want the hole. What does the Trumas Hadeshin say? You say you're chayiv. Frek the mugger. Why are you chayiv? It's mekalkel. No, it's not mekalkel. The only time it's mekalkel is when you take the dirt and walk away with it. That shows you don't want it. But lemaisa, in the case of the Trumas Hadeshin, you didn't take the dirt and walk away with it. So therefore, halach lemaisa, that's called, you did soften something. You accomplished something. That's not called kilkel. Mele you're chayiv. This is the pshat. That's one pshat we said. The other pshat we said in Trumas Hadeshin is a chiddush, and that is that usually when you have an action, you have the main point and you have the supporting point. And the supporting point is dragged after the main point. So we wanted to suggest in the Trumas Hadeshin, when you're chofer bor, the malacha is negreris after another need. You have the hole and the want of the dirt. In our case, you want the dirt, so the hole is ancillary to the dirt. But in a case where you don't want either, then you're chayiv. You follow me? Then you're chayiv. The only way you can get out of it is when you say the hole is ancillary to the dirt. That's our case. You follow me, Mayor? But in a case where you're parava, they're both equal. The mele, you'll be chayiv. That's a second pshat we said in Truma Sedesh from the Sefer Mishnah Shabbos. Two pshatim that we're saying Lamaisa. Two pshatim we're suggesting, okay, either from the Shevet Alevi Utamiri or the second pshat Lamaisa, that Nigrar. It's only Nigra when you want the dirt, you want the hole. In this case, if you don't want either, then both of them, one's not Nigra after the other. Okay, this answer's number what? This answer's number... That answer's 14. 15, guys. Let's go. How do we learn the din of Kotzer v'abotzer v'masik v'oira kumum l'chakaseh? Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara said, and I in Gilmum and Beis, that if your Kotzer, which is referring to wheat, Boatzer is grapes. Goater is what? Goater is dates. Masik is olives. Or is figs. All of them are one malachit. What does that mean, all of them are one malachit? What do we say on this? Let's get it. According to the Rambam, all of them are ovos. According to the Rambam, all of them are ovos. So says the Shita Laharan, the Shem Rabbeinu Yonah Sunlunil. Okay, and the Pashas is that Rashi is like this as well. In Psachim and Nun Vobes and increases as well. It seems like all these shitas say that they're ovos. Are there any shitas that say different? Yes. The Meiri and the Mishnah says that the only av is kotzer for Zroin. All the other things are told is botzer by grapes, goder by dates, mosik by olives, ora by tefigs. They are all told us, and the Urayim says it's beferish. The Urayim says Beferish, the only Av is Kotzer. All the other ones are told us. The Kesemisha says B'Shem Ramach, the same thing as well. There is a collector's item. There have been a Gershom in Croesus who distinguishes. It says Botzer by grapes is an Av, and Ora and figs is a Tolda. He says that Betzira is an Av because it says in the Chumash Ktziru Betzira Esfir Ketzicha Lo Tiksor Ves Invin Izirecha Lo Tivsor. A collector's item. The Rabbeinu Gershom increases on Daf Ted Vavim and Aleph. Someone asks the Akasha, give me a Chiddush from Maseches Croesus, from a Rishon. What do you mean? We just learned one. Rabbeinu Gershom increases. V'daf Ted Vavim and Aleph. He says, Beferish L'maisim. He says, a collector's item that Kotzer's an Av, and by grapes, Botzer's an Av as well. And the other ones are told us, what's the difference? Didn't do grapes in the Mishkan? They did grapes in the Mishkan. I was thinking maybe from the Sochem they did it. No, I don't know. But he says, Frektakas, I wasn't in the Mishkan Betzira. Wasn't in the Mishkan Betzira. How'd they get the wine libations? What'd you say? Yeah, maybe you have to say Binyan. You're assuming like Binyan, not avoiding me. Very good. Then you're assuming like the Rash against the Rav Haigon. But he says, no problem. The Potz Asfir Ketzich Lotik, so he's in Israel. Doesn't say Ora, doesn't say Mesik. Okay. That answers number one. That answers number 15. 16. What is the case? Uvda means case, guys. What is the case in the Gemara like Abi Mande Shara Pisiladikle Mamachlik's Bagmod? Oh! Abdullah of those things. World Series, right? We're causing this case. Guy throws the mud ball against the palm tree, right? Time in the World Series. Abdullah of those, right? I grew up as a Cardinal fan. Because Peoria is right in between Chicago and St. Louis. In fact, in Peoria, there was a red line if you lived on the Cubs side or the Cardinals side. And that, I'm just kidding you about that. But the town was split into two. No one was the White Sox. White Sox is American League. So National League was the Cubs or the Cardinals. So I grew up as a Cardinal fan. I haven't followed, though, in many years. But anything, you have a case in the Gemara close to it, it's this case. Guy throws the mud ball at the palm tree, and the palm tree falls, the clusters fall down of dates. Then the date falls away. We'll see what the pshat in the Rishonim is. Okay? So what is the case? So let's say over the case, the machloikis and the Gemara, and then we'll get to the details, Bezrat Hashem, of the Rishonim. Rav Papa writes, if you throw the mud ball at the palm tree and the date falls off, you're chayiv shtayim. Please get it. Achas mishum tolesh, v'achas mishum mefarek. Your chayiv two, tolesh, which is a told of kotzer, we'll get to it, might be an av. Tolesh and mefarik. And Ravashi says, I beg to differ. Ravashi says, ain't derech klisha bekach. They ain't derech prika bekach. Ravashi argues and says, this is not the derech. This is not the derech. You go, you pluck it off, you don't throw a what? You don't throw a mud ball at the thing. This is not the derech. So we have a machloikis between Rav Papu, who says you're chayiv shtayim, and Rav Ashi that says you're potter. It's hard to believe he says mutl legamri. That's too much of a gap to say one's chayiv skil and one's mutl legamri. So he said, according to Rav Ashi, you're potter. It's a machloikis in Amoroim, pshat and gemori. Okay? That's the machloikis in gemori. That's 16. 17. How did the Sefer pre-Moshe masber the machloikis? Oh. There is a notion of shinui in halacha, of doing something in a different way, making a change. And when you do a shinui, it downgrades it from being deraisa to becoming derabbanan. The question is, how big of a shinui do you need? That's the machloikis, says the premoshe in the Gemara. The machloikis is between Rav Papa and Rav Ashi. The Rav Papa says, you know what, I don't think this is such a great shinui. The truth of the matter is, in places where they wanted to become pitchers, maybe this is what they did. They wanted to practice becoming pitchers. So what do? They actually took the mud balls and threw them to practice pitching. And therefore what? This was the regular practice. I'm just building it up a little bit. But in Lomdis, Rav Papa held it was not enough of a shinui. And Rav Ashi says, I disagree with you. I hold Allah Lamaisa that this is enough of a shinui. And therefore, the din is halacha lamaisa. Therefore, the halacha is that this thing is pater avalaser. So the machloikas was in lumdus as to whether there was a shinui. The machloikas is as to whether there was a shinui or not. That's the machloikas as to whether this is considered to be a shinui. Is it enough of a shinui? Because we know that there's a din of shinui that we find all over. We said if you cook in the sun, it's pater. The Gemara says in Shabbos and Daf Mem, the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Samach about, you know, Drinking the milk off the animal's udders itself is a shinui. There's an accepted concept from many Gemaras that we mentioned that there's a concept of shinui. If that's the case, we said, Lamaisa, what is the machloikis thing? The question is, was this a big enough what shinui that we could constitute as a ptur? That's the way the pre-motion wants to learn it. That's number 17. Number 18. What does the Eglei Tal write? What does the Eglei Tal say in the Psiche, like Abi the Din Shinui Kalachar Yad? So the Eglei Tal says a phenomenal Chiddush. He says that the Ramah writes in Ichos Gittin, if a right-handed sofer writes a get with his left hand, is the get kosher? Yes. The get is kosher. He writes the get with his left hand as long as it's legible, b'dievet it's kosher. The Beis Shmuel Nechokos Mechokos say, but on Shabbos, there's a Shinui, and it's potter. That's only because of Mechaz Machshavis. But in Kol HaTorah Kulo, it's considered to be a ksav. So the Eglei Tal asks on this. What does the Eglei Tal ask? He says the din of Shinui of Shalok HaDerech exists in Kol HaTorah Kulo. It exists by Shalok HaDerech HaNoah. It exists by going to the Bayis Tomei Shalok HaDarko. It exists by Mavasu Bachama. It exists by the case of the Ksubis, where he's drinking the milk from the udders. That happens to be Hilchos Shabbos. But what do you mean to tell me that the concept of shinui is based on Malachas Machshavas, which implies it's only halacha nechol Shabbos? We have the din of shinui that exists in Kol HaTorah Kulo. So if that's the case, why did they imagine the Ramah based on Malachas Machshavas? What's the Teretz? The Teretz says the Eglei Tal, please get it. The Eglei Tal says there's a difference between Shabbos and Kol HaTorah Kulo. Shabbos, Dani, you focus on the Maisa. Kol HaTorah Kulo, you focus on the result, the Totsah. By the get, all we care about if it's legible. I don't care how he wrote it, with his right or left hand, if it's legible, it's good. In Shabbos, we care about the Maisa because of Melech's Machshavas. So granted, there is a din of Shinui in Kol HaTorah Kulo, but the Shinui in Kol HaTorah Kulo is on the Totsah. The Shinui in Kol HaTorah Kulo is on the Totsah, Lamaisa. The Shinui Lamaisa on what? On Shabbos is on the Maisa. The Shinui on Shabbos is on the Maisa. And therefore, if you do the mice in a different way, that's a ptur. I'm thinking about this now, though. You know, if you do hana, let's say you eat ham with tons of ketchup or mustard, the shinui is really not on the totsah. Isn't the shinui on the mice achilu? I don't know. We got to think about that more. The schiluk of the Eglei Tal, no? You know what I'm saying? You put so much mustard and ketchup on the ham that it's disgusting, or salt and pepper. What's the shinui in? The shinui is not in the what? It's not in the Totsah, the Shinu is in the what? The Maisachi, unless you say that it's Hanas Meyav, you know, it's Hanas Meyav, Hanas Garon, and that's done in a different way. Yes, Daniel?
Is that the Maisachi or
Well, not necessarily, because you want your action to result in what you want to do in your mind. You know what I'm saying? Your action should carry out your plan that you had in your mind. That's what Malachas Mashiach symbolizes. So, the truth of the matter is, I think that's the chiluk that he wants to make. That's what he wants to say. But I'm just wondering, is that always in line with saying that Shabbos is the Maisa and Kol HaTorah Kula is the Totsah? By the get case, it fits well. It's a Totsah. But by those other cases that he brings up, is that really true? That it's the Totsah? I'm not sure. I guess maybe that's the way you formulate the Isser. I don't know. The Isser of what? Having the Hanav, the ham, was it in your stomach? The result was done in a crazy way. The guy went into by his tummy. The result is he went in a crazy way. Okay, we got to think about it more. But that's what I believe the Eglei Tal was suggesting. Yes, Jonah, go ahead. That's a good point. I guess because, you know, I don't know, you can make such a, you know, maybe a Xayra that you don't want it to make sure it's legible. You know what I'm saying? If we say that this don't all the time, you'll end up having a get one time. God forbid it's not legible. It gets a Shiloh Vashasish, Mam Zayris. So you make some type of that. That's why it's not Lechachimu. But Mikra Din, it's kosher. It's a good point. Okay, excellent. That's number, so we got to think about that. But that's the answer the Eglei Tal wants to get. 18. 19, guys. What was the Or Sameach Chiddush? Like Gabi Kocho Kocho. We actually have, we wanted to say Chiddush. What's the Or Sameach's theory? That Kocho Kocho on Shabbos is what? Putter. I mean, if you do an action and a second action results from your first action, it's indirect, that's Putter and Shabbos. We wanted to say that's Kufa the Machloikis, guys. We wanted to say that's Kufa the Machloikis between Rav Papa and Rav Ashi. Is Kocho Kocho on Shabbos Putter or Chayv? Rav Papa says you're Chayv. Rav Ashi says you're Putter. The Or Sameach is going with Rav Papa. They're arguing whether Or Sameach is right. That's all we wanted to say. This is a good example, guys. Someone asks you, you're learning in Lomdus. You want to convey Lomdus. When you open the Gemara, you're a Lomdus. You open this little piece of Gemara. What's the Machlokes Rav Ashi or Rav Papa? The Gemara didn't tell me. The Gemara didn't tell me. How am I supposed to know? What do you mean I'm supposed to know? You're supposed to work. You're supposed to think about it. We just suggested two ways to learn up the machloikas. One way is the premotion is what? So machloikas, is this enough of a shinui? Yes. What's the other way to say it? Is koko koko pater chayiv? You follow me? So that's what we wanted to say, lamaisa. The Or Sameach works well with the, but that's good for the machloikas. Okay. Because you know, Graman Shabbos is only Nisid Raman. Where's the mocker? Kuf chafam and basil tasakom aloch agram ashari. So Nisid Rabban in the Mordechai says the Ramah quotes, right? Sanhedrin was an example of that, correct? Nayin Zayin. But the drush is lo tasakom alocha, hakram ashari. Okay? Very good, Daniel. Yes, Tani.
How can anyone say kocho kocho's chayav then if it says straight up in the Gemara that Grama's, like, what's the difference between kocho kocho and Grama?
Different, because it comes from me. Grama's different. Grama's where it's less connected to me. Less connected to me. That's what you have to say. Less connected. Here in Mamish came from me. So if it came from me, you could hear more of a svar. Or you could say, yeah, that's the pashas. That's what you got to say. Unless you say that Koko Ka Chayav would be Chayav and that it would be a whole like on that drosh, but I don't think so. You have to Mechalik in every case. Did it come more from me? This case come from me. I threw the thing, right? You come up with a case, I don't know, you remove, let's say, a gate, you know what I mean? You remove a dam, the water comes, you know what I mean? You could say a whole pilpul. Remember we said that case in Sanhedrin, like Daniel said? The guy removes the dam, and then 10 minutes or an hour later, he drowns to death. So that's kol kol kol. He's a potter. He's a Russian shamayim, of course, but he's not chayv misa. You know, chayv skila, chayv not skila. What's the punishment for a herig? For ritzicha herig. Okay, that answers number one. Number 19:20 is tolish considered an avra tolda? Guys, let's go. What do you say? Tolish is an avra tolda. We had a machlokes rishonim on this. The Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Dalet says they're all avos. The Yerayim says also Halacha L'maisa. Okay. Actually, I'm sorry. That was the Yushalmi says Beferish. Okay. I'm sorry. We were talking about Ora Tolda. That's the Rambam said they're all avos. Now come on. Start again. Number 20 is Tolish considered to be an av? The Or Sameach was Medayik from the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi added one word in. It said what? Boats or goner? It also said tolish. So the Yushalmi Or Sameach Medayik holds that tolish is an av. Okay? Whereas since the Bavli left out tolish, that implies that tolish, according to Bavli, is a tolda. Get it down. Or Sameach is a machlokes Bavli Yushalmi. Rashi said Beferish that Tolish was a Tolda. Dirumasko Tolish, and the Rambam says Beferish Perachas Halacha Gimel that Tolish is a Tolda of Kotzer. So it's a Machloit, Rashi and Rambam on one hand with the Bavli against Yushalmi. Yes, Daniel.
Feed the Uram, does that be a work? Because feed the Uram, the ones that are listed are also Tolda.
Yeah, that's a good point, but the Maisa, that Dor Samech I don't think was learning. Dor Samech, I'm glad you brought that up to me, because do you remember we said earlier that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, right? Remember we said earlier a few days ago, we hazarded it. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish found 39 toldas for every av. What did it also say in that Yushama that we saw on site? That Reb Chia, the sons of Reb Chia, learned out six categories, al kol chada v'chada, meaning they added six things on every malacha. But those are called avos. Yeah, the pre-motion and the korban eida, we said. Very good, Danny. We said it was pre-motion, korban eida, but one way was the korban eida that said they're all avos? I don't remember. One of the ways Dor Samech learned like the one that said avos. So he wanted to say they're all avos. So the fact she's milin, he wanted to say it's referring to avos. In fact, it doesn't call them toldas in the previous Gemara, it called them toldas with Yochanan Shlokish. That was Dor Samech's deal, like the pnei, I think it was the pnei Moshe. We got to look again. Very good. Lamaisa. But what I want to bring out, Lamaisa, is they're not learning like the Rain. So let's get it down. Rashi and Rambam say it's a tolda, like the Bavli leaves out Kotzer, and the Yushami puts it in the list. Masha, they're all avos. Okay. Now, also a definitional difference. What is tolish? With a hand and not a kli. Kotzer's with a sickle. Tolish is with a yad. Okay, very good. That answers number 20. 21, guys. What are the two shitas quoted? What's sutat mean? Quoted. Misatate. Quote. The verb sitate means to quote. What are the two shitas in Rashi quoted b'shem Rashi? You don't have to take Hebrew. We're Yotze right now. That's it. We're Yotze right now. Okay? We taught what sutat was quote, right? Alex, you're Yotze. You get an A in Hebrew, okay? All right. Lashon HaKodesh. According to the Rambam, Ivris is the Lashon HaKodesh. It's a mitzvah kala. Ram says a mitzvah learn. That's why you have Hebrew. That's why you have Hebrew. Ram calls it a mitzvah kala. But it's a mitzvah. I say mitzvah kala kevachamura. Because you don't know how much schar you can get. Okay. Fine. Number 21. What are the two shitas quoted in the name of Rashi? Legabe toilish bitmar. Let's get it. We had very interesting, because we had Rashi and the daf, and then we had a Rashi the Rishonim are quoting, which is not in Rashi lefaneinu. So let's start with Rashi lefaneinu. Dibur Aska Mefarik. What does Rashi say? You got a fastball, or you have a curve, or a changeup, whichever you want, a slider, say them all, sinker, whatever. When I was a kid, they used to call it a forkball. Now they call it a, what's it called? The fastball that goes down? The splitter. Yeah? That's what they call, what's his name? The reliever for the Yankees? He just retired. What's his name?
Cutter.
Yeah. Rivera. Yeah, yeah. The cutter. They used to call it a forkball when I was a kid. There was a great reliever called Bruce Sutter. He was on the Cardinals. He actually was on the Cubs. Then they traded him to the Cardinals. Okay? What'd you say? Yeah, he crossed the red line. Can't believe it. Okay. All right. So the guy, whichever pitch you want to say, he takes the mud ball, and Rashi says he throws the date. He with his mud ball hitting it, he caused the date to go from the mechbaros, from the clusters. So we said, what does that mean? So the Ramban said beautifully, and the Ran added on, beautiful pshat, and he says like this. He says that you hit it so well that you knocked off the cluster and the date from the cluster at the same time. Okay? That's the way the Ramban and Ran want to be Masber Rashi. Okay? That you hit it such on target that you knocked off the cluster and the individual date from the cluster fell off too. At the same point. So you're Chayav Kotzer and also Mefarik because the one individual date fell off this cluster. Comes along the Ran. Okay, that's one version of Rashi. Okay, fine. That's one version of Rashi. Okay, that's one version of Rashi. That's the Rashi that we have by us. Okay, you know what? I want you to include in number 21, okay, the Ran and the Ramban on that line. The Ran and the Ramban come along and say, we disagree with you, Rashi. It's two-phased. You throw the mud ball, knocks off the cluster. That's Kotzer. Then the cluster falls to the ground, and the individual date rolls away from the what cluster? That's called Mefarik. So it's two phases, according to the Ramban and the Ran. Please get that, okay?
Who's the first one?
Rashi, the way they quote Rashi. Okay, that's the way Rashi we have, rather, Lifanenu. That's the way Rashi we have on the daf, Ellie, in front of us. They just add on Rashi and they say, you know what, you're accomplishing both at the same time. They go ahead and argue and say, no, it's two-phased. Now, the Minchas Chinuch pointed out, Lamaisa, that he did not like the Ran and the Rabban. He said, what should be the difference? Why can't you say like Rashi, that you're Chayav Mefarik at the same time of Kotzer, that when the mud ball hits it, it knocks it off? Why do they come up with this whole vort of two phases? In fact, that two phases fits with what we said, that Kocho would be what? Chayav, according to who? Rapapa and Ravashi would say not the way. Maybe the other Rishonim didn't like this, these two phases, because they held Kocho's Pata like Dor Sameach. Right? Remember we said that in Shir. Maybe that's motivated them not to say like the Ran and the Ramban. But nonetheless, this is the first pshat, okay? That's Rashi Lefanenu with the shita of the embellishment of Ran and Ramban and the Ran and Ramban shita of their own and the kasha Minchas Chinuch on them. Minchas Chinuch says he doesn't understand what's the chiluk, whether it was achar tlisha or with the tlisha, what's the difference? Okay, what's the other version of Rashi that is quoted by the Rishonim that we don't have in front of us? Who quotes him? Tosus, the Ramban, the Ritva, the Ran. What do they say? They say the following. They say that you're mafark the tamar mina ilon. You're simply just what? You knock the dates off the tree. Nothing with clusters. Nothing at all with a cluster. You just knock the date off the tree. Mamish right off the tree. Why don't they like that pshat, guys? This is all part of this question. Why don't they like this pshat? Because I don't understand. Every boatzer vagoda rumosik should be chayiv how much? Should be chayiv mafarik. You knock it off the tree, should be chayiv kotzer and also mafarik. How do we answer that to save Rashi? At least the version of Rashi. What did the Miri say? Because what is mafarik? What do we say mafarik was? When you're motzi something from a hidden place and you reveal something that's concealed, like dosh. Regular peiris are not concealed. They're hung on the tree. That's why it's only kotzer, not mafarik. The only one that's concealed is what? Is dates. The only one that's concealed is dates. So please get that. That's the second version of Rashi. Now I want to just point out, we did point this out. Please get it. We wanted to say those other Rishonim did not like this. Why? Because there's never any dosh b'mechubar. The Ran and the Ramban did not like this pshat. Why did they not like this pshat? Because there's never any dosh b'mechubar. You got me? And they said they have to develop this two-phase case. The truth is, we said that there is a Rashi in Meseches Ksubis, believe it or not, right? We said there is a Rashi in Meseches Ksubis that seems to say this beferish thing. He says, Notik Dover Makum Shagonov Lomin Amachubar. Rashi seems to say the same thing, which would be a big problem. Because the way that they're quoting Rashi is saying what? Is that you're stam taking it off the tree, you're chayav mishum mafarik. But I thought Rashi and Ksuba says there's no mafarik mimachubar. So he said that Rashi seems to go against the Rashi that is quoted by the Rishonim. Maybe that's another reason to look at Rashi lefanenu. So let's summarize this answer, okay? Number 21 again. What are the two versions of Rashi? Rashi lefanenu is what? You throw the mud ball and what do? You knock it off its cluster. And you knock the date off the cluster and off the tree at the same time. Chayav Stein. The Ran and the Ramban said, Lamaisa, we like two phases. And therefore, you knock it off, that's Kotzer. And then the cluster falls down, the date rolls away, that's Mefarik. Minchas Chinuch says, what's the difference? Why can't you say like Rashi said? Okay. Second version of Rashi, which is Rashi we don't have, is that you just throw the mud ball at the date tree and the date falls right off. Chayav Stein for both. Frekta kasha, aren't you chayav that by grapes, dates, and grapes, olives, and what? And figs? Why don't we say that? What's the answer? The answer is that this dash is only on something that's concealed. And the date is the only thing that's concealed. All the other things are just hung on the tree. Correct? Now, we also added on, why did the Ran and the Ramban like the two-phase, and they don't like this? The Rashi, their version of Rashi was shown, because there's no dash b'mechubar. Well, you know what? Isn't that what your version of Rashi is in Ksubis? Rashi in Ksubis says there's no Dash B'Mechubar. Rashi version of Rashi is there Dash B'Mechubar. It's It's a problem, we said. Maybe that's why you have to go with the Rashi Lefanein. I don't know. But that's what we have pointed out, this difficulty. That the Rashi that they quote is mamish against the Rashi in Ksubis. They're halacha lemaisa and daf samech amar aleph. Okay, good. That answers number 21. 22, guys. Let's go. Number 22. Up. What is the shita of Tosin and Tosh Rosh Lagabi Hatmarim? On the daf there, what did Taisa Rosh and Taisa say? That you mefarik the what? You mefarik the Tmarim from the Nichbados? Halacha lemaisa, they don't like that case, not Dosh. What's the pshat? The Rashbam. They quote a Rashbam. Rabbeinu Shmuel is the Rashbam. It's one of the Balei HaTosfos. What's the case? There's a klipa al yono on a date. The date is covered by an outer shell. By hitting the tamarim, the meat of the date gets separated from its shaft, from its shell. So he brings up the klipa al yono. And therefore, that's the Rashbam's pshat. That's the Taisa Rosh. I didn't write Rashbam, but they quote. Taisa Rosh and Taisa quote the Rashbam that you're mafarik the date from its shaft. The mele, you're chai mishum what? You're chai mishum mafarik. Halacha lemaisa, because that's what you're doing when you are what? When you are the klipa al yona that's on the tmarim. The klipa al yona that's on the tmarim, by makib et tmarim, by hitting the tmarim, you separate. So you're chayv kosher because it falls off the tree, but you also take it out of its shell. It's like two things happen, two results. Now I want you to get this down. I didn't add it. Lemaisa is a separate question. So let's just get it down in 22. Rabbi Yerucham had another pshat. You remember Rabbi Yerucham's pshat? Now what are you mechayev mefarik on? The mud ball. Mefarik hatichos beragovim. It's unbelievable, no? The chiyuv mefarik was because you're splitting up the mud ball. The mud ball pulverizes. It's a chiddush, lemaisa. Shit, it's more like tochein, but that's what the Rabbeinu Yerucham writes. Collector's item, I want you to get that number 22 as well. The sheet of Rabbeinu Yerucham, okay? Should we do that as a separate question? We'll write it as a separate question? We'll leave that there. We'll put that in 22, what the Shittas Rabbeinu Yerucham is. It's a Chiddush. How do you read the Gemara? Who cares about the dates? The mud ball gets pulverized. So you see that Tosh doesn't have to be concealed because the mud ball is revealed. That's the din. Okay, we're up to number 23. Let's just do 23 and then we'll stop for Minchin. Okay? What does the Yushabi? We'll probably have the Bechina guys at the beginning of next week. We'll have to pin down the day, but we have to energize the Chazor. Know the blot, the dot, and Baal Peh Mamish. Okay? Let's conclude with 23. What does the Yushabi say on fishing? Shola Dag Vinayam. What's the din? Chayev Skila. Which Malacha? Kotzer. Whoa. Kotzer. Unbelievable. You see that Kotzer means what? What does kotzer mean? Taking something away from its source of sustenance. Not an issue of mechuber talish. It's not mechuber to the water. Kotzer is taking away something from its sustenance. And that's what you do when you take a fish out of its water. Sholei dag min hayam is chayev according to Yishalmi mishum kotzer. Mamisha collector's item. Okay, we'll pick it up tomorrow with 24 and we're going right to Chazor. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Let's dive in minchit. Okay. Who wants to dab for the Yomi? Yonatan, you want to dab for the Yomi? Yeah?